Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello and welcome to episode number 36 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good seeing too. This week we've got dust in the turkey. I'm so excited. Anyway, sorry. I can't believe it. We're doing turkey hole this week. Last week we did pregnancy hole with Amy Huberman, who hasn't had her baby yet, but I'd say any day now. And that was her mother discussing what she was like to get out of the womb. And this week we have turkey hole. So I was just going to speak to people about what they have for Christmas dinner and speak to some butchers about the turkey's hole and which end is more beneficial to put the stuffing into. But I got very, very, very strange answers. So I ended up having to speak to the man himself. For anyone who doesn't know who Dustin the Turkey is, he is probably Ireland's best export. He represented us in the Eurovision in 2008. He is, like, to be honest with you, I'm slightly infatuated by him. I'd be less excited if I'd Matt Damon here in the cupboard with me. But he's a foul fecker. He's very funny, and he's the only man to talk to about the turkey's hole, really. But first up, I'm going to go out and ask some butchers about where they think the stuffing should go in a turkey.
Hello there. I'm doing a podcast this week called The Turkey's Hole, and I'm a bit confused about which end the stuffing goes in, because I always thought it was the arse. Is it? It's not the arse, is it? Is what end does the stuffing go into? Is it the head or the arse?
The head, as far as I know.
The head, as far as you know. So they chop off the head and they push, or is it the arse?
No, I'm very confused.
Yeah,
I've never really thought about it.
So you've never stuffed one yourself?
No, I never done it myself, no.
Okay, but you're the butcher here, but you've never had to stuff them, you just sell them and stuff?
Just sell them with the stuffing in it.
Right. But what do you reckon? Because I think the arsehole wouldn't be great for putting the stuffing in.
I wouldn't say so myself, to be honest.
So could it be the gullet? Is it the gullet then? Is it the gullet that we're sticking the stuffing into? You've no idea.
No, that probably would be the arse, to be honest.
Would it be the arse?
Yeah, because the way it's shaped, top head. Yeah, I'd say it is.
Is it? Yeah. Right, so it is the arse. Okay. I'll go and have a think about it. Yeah. And what do they do with the head in then? They just stick the flappy neck into the head. I can't remember. Because, like, even with a chicken, I don't know how they stuff a chicken. Yeah. I don't know. It must be the same way. Have I really bamboozled you?
You kind of have, yeah. I've never really thought about it before.
So this podcast is totally about the turkey's hole and getting to the bottom of the turkey's hole. It's comedy, basically. I'll pop in here a lot, so I'll come back in here to your store and let you know when I get to the bottom of it.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm doing a podcast this week called Turkey's Hole, right? And I just want your advice, because you know, what is the best type of stuffing to put in a turkey?
It's sausage meat stuffing. Sausage meat in it makes it a lot more moisture and more beautiful. The taste of pork and all that. It's a hell of a lot nicer than a normal breadcrumb stuffing.
Okay, and sage or thyme, or what's the best?
Whatever you fancy yourself. But like, I always prefer sage onions is more better of a flavour.
So sage, onions, pork. And would you have a bit of bread in there, or is there any need?
If you can, if you want it, no problem, yeah.
Yeah. And which end of the turkey does it go in? Because I'm always confused
both.
Whether it's...
Both ends.
The stuffing goes in the head and the arse?
Yeah, I do. I always do both myself. Both ends, yeah.
Right, and which is the bigger end? Because I never know which end is which.
The one with the neck.
The one with the neck. Yeah. So the neck, if you were to pick one, you'd probably go the neck.
Yeah.
but better to stuff both for the flavour.
It is, exactly, yes.
All right, well, can I thank you for your
advice? Not at all, no problem at all. Thank you.
Yeah, so, I don't know, I'm not really a sausage stuffing person, but I ended up buying a rake of sausage stuffing from that man, and I'm going to try it. I am. Yeah, I might be converted. But here is the man of the hour, Mr. Dustin the Turkey. And yeah, I mean, I would say I'm a good friend of his, as in, like, I've bumped into him twice. He doesn't know me from a bar of soap. I'd kind of stalk him. I'm slightly infatuated with him. Yeah, that's the kind of friendship we have. So yeah, have a listen, see how that goes.
Hello, is that Dustin? Donna. Is that Dustin?
How are you? Donna, how are you? Come on, you're good, Jake. Help the crack. Sorry, my phone's been hopping. You know, the Showing Sisters and Vogue Williams and Maura Higgins and all just trying to get me over to the house for Christmas. Apologies and that.
Jesus Christ, I thought you were dead. I thought you were after being hung, drawn and quartered.
No, I've survived too many. All the tricks, you see, Norman, they won't get me stuffed yet. No, when I'm just ducking and diving the next couple of days and then I'm home free again. I wake up every season's day and just go, phew. So hopefully I'll be doing the same again this year.
Come here, are you single at the moment, by the way?
Well, are you asking for someone special or is it yourself or who is it? Like, what's the story?
Well, like, I am married and I have a load of kids and all the rest of it, but just say he did get, like, rat poison tomorrow. Are you free or are you, like, cause...
I am. Do you have road frontage?
How
many acres?
Well, I
need to know.
Okay, I live in Sally Noggin. Is that good or bad?
Ah, we're home and housed. I'll book a room with the red cow. It's done. So go to Penny's and get some lingerie. I'll see you up there at about 4 o'clock, right?
Oh my God. And come here to me. I'm just wondering, what was I going to say to you? I have a big major question about the stuffing the turkey. I don't want to upset you or anything, but no one can tell.
No, look, Norma, I've been there before. I'm up to it now. If you had asked me sort of 10 years ago, it would still rattle me. But you know, look, you have to face up to these things. I am poultry and I have to live with these things. So any question you want to ask, I'll give you an answer.
Well, does the stuffing go in the hole or does it go in the gullet? You know, when the...
be honest with you, I know myself, right, that I've been, like, from me friends. Now, luckily it hasn't happened to me, but it goes up the hoop all right. It goes in the hole.
It goes in the hole. Because one butcher said he'd shove it in both ends. Like, that's disgusting.
Oh, that's just butcherism, excuse the fact, but I mean, he should be put in jail for that. I mean, that's just, it's absurd enough getting it in one hoop without getting it in the other as well. No, that's just, he should be closed down.
He should be closed down.
The HSE and the health and safety and all them people.
I totally agree with you. Because I had a friend in school and, you know, that show and tell thing, like we'd all bring in our Barbie doll or something. She used to bring in a turkey's head. She'd put it in a Dunn's bag and then there'd be a string coming out of the turkey's neck and she'd be able to open the beak and chase us around the school. That's just completely weird, is it?
That's someone, that person could go very far north, she is. Right. Or in the current government, but that's just barking mad, and that person should be locked up. I'm sorry, and I'm usually all a big advocate for, look, if it's broke, look, let's all work together and fix it. But that's just a mad sir. Sorry, there's no excuse for that.
Okay, I'll have a word.
That's barbaric. That is. That's barbaric.
She's from Cork, so maybe that's.
That's the tip in the shoulder, mad. That's grand. If you're from Cork, you're just another anyway. You know, that's grand.
And can you know,
you've got.
Do you mind if
I blow? Right scene, Chip.
Do you mind if I blow your trumpet a tiny bit? My gang won't eat turkey because they love you so much. It's like the way that, you know, the lambs are lovely. They think you're great as well.
Oh, how are you going to? That's brilliant to hear.
So we don't have turkey for Christmas.
I'm so impressed, Norma. So what will you be having instead? Like,
The usual, like maybe nuggets or something like that.
That's all right. They're sort of they're chicken balls in a way. Oh, it hurts me when I say that. But look, I really do appreciate that. Look, I'm going around to the Happy Pear lads.
Good man, to the Happy Pear for the vegetarian.
I think I'd rather actually be stuffed in an oven and have me hoop Paxo than talk to them too. The only way they could be more dull if they were triplets, that's the only way. Well, that's where I'm spending Christmas, because they does be the vegans.
Well, I have twins. I had twins come out my hole, actually. So
zig and zag, no?
No, they're not zig and zag. No. Come here to me. I don't mean to be mean now to Ray and zig and zag, but you're carrying that den, to be honest.
Ah, look, look, as you said in the Clare Byrne show, my back is wrecked from carrying them two traitor, dirty bricks, Zig and Zag, who sold out the Irish and now coming back to try and get a bit more money.
Oh, yeah.
Look, it's obvious. I mean, look, we went over to Today FM. We found Ray's personality in Matt Cooper's drawer, and we took it out and we reinserted it. And you actually see he can't present Teddy. But again, I was carrying him, Norman. Like, you know, with me. Me, myself, and I.
And to be honest, he's at his best when you're annihilating him. And
it's very easy to annihilate, trust me on that.
Have you been on his podcast with his Mrs. Jenny yet?
No, I wouldn't do that. The two of them are too dull. It's like they make Dahi and Maura look like Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby. Like, I mean, good God, no, couldn't do that. That'd be 10 minutes too long and be late.
But they seem to, I'd say the two of them have mad sex because they seem to be giggling all the time. They laugh the whole time. They're like, I've never heard of such
Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby. I think Holly's safe there, as they say. Yeah, I think you mean Ray and Jenny?
Ray and Jenny.
That's an image now. That's an image that I'd rather stick a box of packs of whoopie hoop and jump in the oven than have that in your head.
Come here to me. Do you reckon, do you know the way turkey can be a bit dry? You've probably never eaten it, but turkey can be a lot drier than chicken. Is that why a turkey's humour is a lot drier as well and better?
That's a brilliant question. I suppose it could be. I mean, look, I hung around with a couple of chickens in my youth. They've nothing to say. It's all bark, 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 and look at me, you know.
Yeah,
chickens are very dull. Like, they shouldn't even be part of the poultry family, being honest, if you ask me. A goose. Goose is good crack.
Yeah.
You make Gary the goose. He's great crack now.
Right.
Got him around in Fair City, yeah.
Did you ever have abuse about your beak? Because I was called Norma Nose in school because my nose is bigger than yours. Did you ever get any abuse about your beak?
Well, the showing of sisters love it. I mean, it depends, you know. It's what you do with your beak. It's what you say out of it and stuff like that. No, I speak because I suppose my beak, considering I am a turkey, isn't actually huge. You know what I mean? It's not, you know the way, like some people are saying Michael D. Higgins could be my dad because like we look very alike and he's got that sort of falcon beak, if you know, that little ridge thing you could tee a golf ball off. So yeah, but I have never had abuse about it, you know. My nickname was Beaky, so like, but it was a compliment nickname.
Yeah, and which of the shogas would you stick your beak into if you had to?
It would be more around the mouth, but it's not the talented one. What's the other one? Sheila, that's the one. I can't believe it's not Shogun. Shogun Light, as she's called. I'm getting a gig because my sister's Grania. That one.
Right, yeah, okay. I won't say anything there. Come here. I met you once, by the way, and you were on a show with Ray, and Chris O'Dowd was there. He was talking about Moon Boy with the other writer of Moon Boy.
That is Ray. That was in the Sugar Club in Dublin.
In the Sugar Club. So I was in, I played this alcoholic friend of Deirdre O'Kane in that, but I was there, and I have to say, I've never seen anyone shut Chris O'Dowd up as well as you did.
I love Chris. I love Moonboy. But I mean, like, yeah, no, he's from Roscommon. So, like, you know, he might go over to America and become a B-plus lister actor.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, you're from Roscommon, horse. Like me, you have web feet. So don't be getting ideas, you know. It doesn't matter what you have in the bank account or who you've started along. You're still from Roscommon.
Didn't they vote no?
In your life. Sorry, Norman. The big hassle in your life, Pav, is which cousin you're going to bring to the Debs. That's the tough choices you have to make in Roscommon.
Sorry. He got a lovely bird.
He did. Yeah, Don. She's actually cute, but she possibly just hasn't seen the web feet yet.
Do you know? He's slippers
on in bed.
Do you know how thick he is? He says to me once. He goes, "I'm after getting her an engagement ring. She loves green. I've got her a green one." And I said, "A green engagement ring? Why'd you get her green?" "Oh, she has other green rings, so I got her another green one." I said, "That's a bit stupid." And he said,
"That's the Roscommon in him. There's no reason for that.
Yeah,
at all.
Imagine. Did you just burp?"
"Of course. I mean, me noodles.
Are they from the Happy Pair?"
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
No, they're not. They're up from Aldi, the Middle Island Aldi, one of them experimental things. I went in to buy a heat pump for an Eskimo or from an igloo, and you know, you come out with the sort of pot noodles. Get a couple of fresh worms from the garden and stick them in, stir them up, heat for about 30 seconds. Absolutely gorgeous, Norma.
Right. I'm loving selling Nog and all the supermarkets here at the moment, the Aldi, the Lidl, the Tesco. I just go supermarket.
Gentrified was the word someone nearly used to me. I remember when you just went, there was only about two stops you could go shoplifting in up in the Noggin. Now look at it with all its and the San Marino. I miss the Noggin Grill, I have to be honest. The Noggin Grill was my chipper. I go up to San Marino the odd time, but like the Noggin Grill was the best chips you could get in Dublin besides Bordock.
You know, you can rob what you like now because it's no face, no case. If you have a mask on, you can take what you like.
But that's true. It's been very handy for the shoplifting. But you know what? It's easy. It's possibly easy just to spend the money in Aldi or Lidl because it's so cheap for the hassle of shoplifting. It's nearly free anyway, you know?
Yeah. I've been practicing your rap, by the way. Do you want to hear me do it in my Cork accent or would it kill it?
I'd love to hear it.
All right, here we go.
Give it a rest.
All right, bye. The Briggan and the Brack and the Fermat and the Noggin got me mosh in the back and I'm doing a bit of snoggin. I'm a snoggin and I'm plogging and I'm logging and I'm down at Telly Noggin. Go on, out of that. Who are you, Cotton? All right, bye. What would you give me?
I say Stephen Fry is crapping himself. He tried it on the gem with us recently. He actually did the Briggan, the Brack, the Fermat, and the got the button, the back, and we're doing a bit of snoggin, snoggin, blogging, blogging. I think it's too Cork. I mean, you have to tone down on the Cork, and it's basically, you got to get more noggin.
At the flogging and the noggin, and we're down Sally Noggin, and they got moth in the back, and we're doing a bit of snoggin. Right, I'll practice.
Snoggin, flogging, logging, down in Sally Noggin, then squat out of that. All here right. You
Come here to me. What are you going to do now for the next few days? Are you just going to hide under the bed?
Well, that's sort of it. Well, if Fog Williams would start farting, I could. Yeah, but she's serving the duvet that she landed on the chandelier the other night. She's got such wind issues. It's one of them just ducking and diving. But you see, you can't go too missing because if you go missing, like, you're basically like Ronan Keaton. No one will care, you know. But if you keep yourself in the limelight, people will go, where's he gone? So yeah. It's a mixture. It's a spin in the play act. So I've got to keep my face out there a bit, but I've also got to hide when I see the worrying things, like, you know.
Yeah. To be fair, you're a bit scrawny. Like, you know, I like a turkey. Well, I used to like a turkey. I wouldn't eat them anymore now. But people like a turkey, they'd get 3 or 4 days out of. You wouldn't get.
No. Sure, it's go. Ben Dunn gyms. I'm telling you. I've been on the treadmill all November. I don't care if they were closed or not. I was in there. I was breaking through the window. No, I take that as a compliment, Norma. I've toned down a lot. I've lost a lot of weight around the neck and the giblets.
Your breasts, you know, as so. Well. Your breasts are gone. Like but
the same thing happened with Val Williams. We decided, actually, I shouldn't say that really, but the difference is I just had to look after myself. November, December is like the rest of the year I can let myself go and all that, but you can't, you know, you got to look at it. I basically go to the gym about at least, without fail, at least once a month, and it's just something that I've stuck to, you know.
And nobody's going to eat you if you're muscle, because no one wants to be chewing on your muscles. Like, they, you know, they.
That's the one. You've got it, Norma. Yeah. That's the one. Right. As you said, there's not much to me, so I wouldn't even be bothered turning the oven on for me, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing you on the din again. When is it on next?
Well, I don't know, being honest, because I haven't actually sat down with Jig and Zag and Ray, because as I said, I was sick of carrying them. But we're going to sit down the new year and just see. We might come back and do a Christmas special next year or something like that. Do a one off and have a bit of crack.
Yeah, but why don't you just do it yourself? Like,
yeah, you know what? In fairness to Archie, when you. It's a bit of crack. You can actually get to Claire Byrne and talk to her about her cats and stuff like that. And if we weren't on the RT dukes, they wouldn't let us do that, you know.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. But you could put cardboard cutouts of the others, and you could just do the show. To be fair.
Well, I think RT have already done that with most of their presenters.
Yes. Yeah. Fair enough.
Be honest with you, so.
Well, that's the Botox and the fillers, though. And just on the Eurovision front, you're the best looking person we've ever sent there. I have to say.
Well, I'm possibly the most sane and being honest, when you have nut jobs like Johnny Logan and your one McQueen or Enya Light, as she's called.
I am the voice.
You're not love. You might have won the cup, but that's not a voice. No, look, it's something I'd love to do again. I've always said, like, I'd love to. Look, Eastern Europe didn't get it because I ripped the lines, like, Eastern Europe, we love you. Do you like Irish stew or goulash, as it is to you? And they just didn't get this. That's funny, lads. But people in Slim. And then they started making up new countries, like Azerbaijan. And
they did. They made them up.
To try and kick me out. That's what they tried to do. Totally. But I haven't finished with Eurovision, Norman. No, this, watch this space.
Well, Niamh Kavanagh apparently is working in Tesco, unfortunately, at the moment.
Yeah, but look, fair play to her. She got up off her, you know, and she did it. Like, you know, I mean, that's my favourite Eurovision song in Urias. I mean, it's Mad Lad.
I see.
Or what's the other guy's name? Linda Martin. just no interest in them.
no comment. Do you know my dream as a child was to do the Eurovision, be in the Eurovision?
Well, look, you can join my band when I go for it again.
It's
the best free trip. Taxpayers, don't forget the taxpayer pays for it.
Right.
That's the crack of it. You get to stay in a nice hotel and you get to meet loads of gorgeous looking Swedish birds and German birds and Azerbaijanians and what. It's just the best party in the world. Everyone's, but Scott Pearson Connolly fought and died for that. Everyone should have a crack at the art of this. It's just brilliant.
Well, come here to me. If Vogue and the Shoga sisters get sick of you, you have my number now, right?
So I have it now, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm only up the road, so...
I know, sure, it's written in the Tesco, the new Tesco, just down from Sallynoggin. Well, they call it Glenageary, but it's really Sallynoggin. It's on the gents, the back of the cubicle, two of the gents' door. In case of emergency, phone Norma. Oh, wait, I won't read your number.
Well, in fairness, I am a feckin' artist, so I had to do something this year, you know? You have to...
Yeah, look, you got to pay the bills.
Got to use your talents. Okay, thank you very much, Dustin.
No, have a happy Christmas.
Safe over the next few days.
I will do. Go on, you good day. Thanks, Norma.
Right, so... I think we're friends now. I mean, apparently we live near each other. Yeah, I can see a future. If he survives Christmas, if we all feckin' survive Christmas. Yeah, have a good Christmas, guys. Your Christmas might be over by the time you hear this. And New Year's and all the rest of it. Yeah, 2020. I have no words. I can feck off. It can go to hell, take a run and jump, and hopefully 2021 will be mildly better. So, till next week. If you enjoyed the episode, please tell your friends. If you didn't, you can just shut your hole. And do take a screen grab and share it, or share it on your WhatsApp groups. Anyone who's into turkeys or that kind of stuff, or holes. And otherwise, I'm Norma Sheehan, actor on Instagram, or Facebook is Healer Hole with Norma Sheehan, or whatever, all that kind of stuff. Thank you very much. Enjoy your turkey.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.